We're here at Winter Park with a special guest at Vikings practice. It's ESPN analyst, former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl winner, Trent Dilfer, here at Winter Park watching.
Learning. Norv told me my last year in the league, he said, that, you know, the further you get removed from being out in the field in the meeting rooms, the dumber you get football-wise. And it's true. No matter how hard I study the game, no matter how much time I put into it, when you're not in the mix, when you're not in meetings, on the field, hearing the nomenclature, watching the adjustments, you lose your edge football-wise, and I don't want to do that. So I'm trying to visit as many camps as I can, be around the best coaches in the league, and this is one of the best staffs in the league, just to increase my football IQ.
So you're here, you watch practice, but then you go inside and you sit with the coaches and players during their positional meetings. I would assume you lean toward quarterbacks, but do you mix it up or do you stay with the quarterback?
I try to mix it up. Obviously, have a great relationship with Norv and Scott, so spent a lot of my time today with them. But I'm going to spend some time with Jeff Davidson on the offensive line, get up to speed on offensive line play, hopefully meet with Zim later on, learn some defense and some global stuff. So I've always been convinced. I've had great coaches throughout my career that taught me this, and I'm a believer in this, that this game evolves really quick. And if you're not in the mix, if you're not learning from the best in the game, then you're going to get passed up, and I don't want that to happen to me.
What are your thoughts on Teddy Bridgewater? You hear you watched him practice. You're going to go and sit in a meeting with him. Young quarterback for the Vikings in his second season. What are your thoughts?
There's a lot to be excited about. We make so much, unfortunately, with this position about size and arm strength and a lot of the stuff that it matters but doesn't matter the most. What matters the most is how you process decision-making, how you handle big environments. There's a lot of pressure around the position, and I think Teddy has been conditioned to handle those incredibly well. He's a great processor. You can put a lot on his plate. He's always going to give you a chance to win. And I think that's when you're looking for a franchise quarterback, that's what you're looking for more than anything else, is a guy that every week is going to give you a chance to win because of his skill set, but mainly because of his decision making.
I want to ask you about defense, because you played for the Baltimore Ravens at a time when they had one of the best defenses in NFL history. And I'm not going to put that comparison with the Vikings defense here, but Mike Zimmer is a defensive-minded head coach. So for a young quarterback like Teddy, does it help to go against a guy like Mike Zimmer every day in practice? Did it help you to go against the Ravens every day in practice?
It really does. I would say different, because Baltimore, they're rather simple what they did. They're just excellent how they did it. Zim's always been one of those guys that just creates brain clutter for the quarterback and the offensive line and makes you make a lot of decisions once the ball is snapped. And those are the hardest defenses to play against, is when you're making those decisions after the ball's been snapped. The easy ones, you line up and you pretty much made your decision before the ball is snapped. So it's great for Teddy. It's forcing him to have a graduate level understanding of defenses, how they evolve throughout a play and how they adjust throughout a play. And he won't see anything this season more sophisticated, more fundamentally sound than what he gets at practice every single day.
You were a first-round pick. You went on to win a Super Bowl. You had a great career, but are you having fun doing what you're doing now?
I do. I would correct you. I didn't have a great career. I had an okay career.
You won a Super Bowl, man.
Yeah, it was the benefit of a great team. I like what I'm doing a lot. It keeps me in the mix football-wise. I'm a football junkie, always have been. It really came down to two things, coaching or doing TV. And if I had boys, I probably would have coached, because they could have been around the environment. They could have been around the locker room, been a part of it with me. But I have three daughters, so I made the decision to stay in football but do it a different way. And I try to take my coaching hat and apply it to TV. I try to coach the audience. And it's a game I love, and I think the more people understand about football, the more you fall in love with it. It's a lot more than acrobatic catches and running fast and being big and strong and fantasy football points. This is the most complex game in the world, and the more people understand the complexity of it, the different layers, so I think the more they can appreciate, and that's really what I try to do on TV.
Awesome. Any Vikings memories?
It's funny you say that. Of all the teams I played against in my career, I think my least favorite back then was the Vikings. Not because of anything in the organization, just playing in that place and the noise. And I played against Randy Moss and Chris Carter and Robert Smith and those guys. They were awesome. And then Johnny Randall, who's a dear friend now, I played with him in Seattle, but he was a pain in the butt to play against. So some of my worst memories are against the Vikings, but we seem to split with them every single year as in Tampa.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us. Have fun in the meetings.
Thank you.